Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
I talked to Mrs. Clark today.
Oh, is she with Hoskins?
No, Thompson Baker. They have an exclusive.
What about churches? Mrs. Clark says we can steal that.
They always say that.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, well, your mother and I were talking about houses.
Oh, for a minute there, I thought you were going to steal a church.
You don't mean we're going to have to move, do you?
Well, we've looked at a few houses.
Gee, Mom, is this one almost all used up?
No, but, well, there's a place over in Madison that'd give us more room.
Madison.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, heck, Dad. Last year we skunked Madison High in basketball, football, and track.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Wally. Nothing's settled yet anyway.
Yeah, sure. But who wants to go to a school where you're always getting skunked?
How about you, Beaver? Do you have any objection to moving?
At our school, we don't skunk anybody.
Oh, it's a lovely house, boys. It has twice the backyard we have here. Look, tomorrow's Sunday, and we're going to go over and look at it. You can come along if you want to.
Well, heck, Mom, I can't come. I promised Tui I'd help him rig up a stereophonic sound system in his house.
Tui understands stereophonic sound?
Well, he's got two radios. We're going to put one in his room and one in his brother's room. Then we're going to sit in the bathroom and see how it sounds.
Well, I wouldn't want you to neglect your research for house hunting.
What about you, Beaver?
Well, I guess I could go.
Madison. Oh, boy.
It's such a lovely home, Mr. Church.
Yes, why, if our girls hadn't grown up and gotten married, then Mrs. and I would never think of giving this place up.
Certainly has a lot of closet space, doesn't it, Ward?
Oh, yes, very nice.
And what do you think of the house, young man?
It's real neat having a whole closet right in the living room where you can throw all your dirty clothes.
Well, I'm afraid we sort of picked up in a hurry this morning.
Of course.
Well, fine. You folks just come back anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Church.
Thank you.
Bye. Dear, did you change your mind? You didn't act very enthusiastic about the house.
Oh, well, of course not. I'm thinking of making him an offer on it.
And why? I got two television aerials, a doghouse in the backyard, and bushes going right up out of the floor.
What are you trying to do, Beef? Make Mom and Dad think you want to move?
Sure. The house has got all kinds of trees, and they got their own telegraph pole. And a furnace that makes it cold in the summer when it's hot.
All right. So maybe this house is okay. But what's going to happen when you move away and lose all your friends?
I'm not going to lose them. Dad said Larry and Wade could come over and visit me.
Yeah, sure, but they probably won't. Their parents won't always be driving them way over to Madison.
They don't have to. Larry Mandel's grandmother taught him how to ride on a bus.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll come over once a year or something. And you'll be getting bigger, and he'll be getting bigger. And pretty soon you'll see a big fat man. That'll be Larry.
Well, it'll still be Larry. And anyway, they got a real neat school over there.
Yeah? Don't think going to a new school so neat, Beef. I knew this guy once. He went to a new school. It was 3 days before anybody'd tell him where the cafeteria was.
Who was the guy?
Oh, well, just a guy.
I'll bet you was a made-up guy.
Well, yeah. But it could happen.
Gee whiz, I guess it could.
Well, fellas, I've got some good news for you. I made an offer on that house in Madison, and the agent is pretty sure it'll be accepted.
Gee, Dad, I don't know if I want to move.
Beaver, you were all excited about it this morning.
Well, I know. But, well, I don't want to go someplace where you never see your friends again. And in school, they won't even tell you where the cafeteria is.
Wally, what have you been telling your brother?
Well, I don't know. But, well, she said, gee whiz, Dad, I don't want to move. I like this house. I've got all my friends here in Mayfield. Guy doesn't want to be friends with guys he doesn't even know.
Look, Wally, you can keep your friends, and at your age, it's easy to make new friends. And believe me, this house is a lot better for all of us. You know I wouldn't do anything that was wrong for you fellows, don't you?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Dad? I don't mind moving. In school, it's easy to find a cafeteria. Just stand there in the hall and smell where the food's coming from.
No fooling, you really gonna move, Beaver?
Yeah, my father deposited an offer on the place and everything. It's a real neat place.
You going to another school?
Yeah, I got it. This school doesn't go with my new house.
You're not supposed to be talking. Just because Miss Landers isn't here yet.
Boy, I'm glad I'm moving away from a snitcher like you.
What do you mean? Moving.
Beaver's moving to a real neat house over in Madison. It's got a doghouse that's air-conditioned even.
Huh. I'll bet it's not as big as my house.
Go on, Judy. Your whole house would fit in Beaver's new garage. Huh, Beaver? Yeah.
I'll bet you're not moving at all. That's what I'll bet.
He is, too.
You know, Beaver, when you move, I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah? Hey, Larry, are you gonna miss me, too?
Oh, sure. Can I have your swing?
Sure, Larry, if we don't take it with us.
You know something, Beaver?
What?
When you change to a new school, they put you back a whole half a grade.
They do not.
They do, too, unless you're smart like I am.
Now, just a minute. What's going on here?
I was just telling them to be quiet, Miss Landers.
Gee, Miss Landers, we were just talking about how Beaver's going to have to move.
Why, Theodore, are you going to be leaving us?
Yes, Miss Landers. My father's buying a new house over at Madison, and I'm going to get a swing.
Well, we'll be very sorry to see you go, and we're all going to miss you. Aren't we, class?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Aren't we, Judy?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Wally! Hey, Wally!
What do you want, Beef?
Unbutton this, will you?
There you go.
Thanks, Wally.
Hey, how come you didn't unbutton it before you tried to put it on?
The laundry already buttoned it. If I put it on this way, I save a lot of time.
Yeah. Boys, your father says he'll drive you to school as soon as he gets off the phone.
Gee, Mom, he's going to pick up Mr. Rutherford. I think I'll walk.
Why, Wally?
Well, I don't know. Mr. Rutherford's always telling me I'm a fine young man. That kind of junk.
What's wrong with being told you're a fine young man?
Well, I don't know, but when he says it, it kind of makes you feel like a creep.
Well, Beaver, isn't your shirt buttoned up nice and neatly?
Oh, sure, Mom.
Well, I talked to the agent. Those people in Madison accepted another offer.
Oh, what a shame.
Hey, you mean we don't have to move?
Well, not right away, anyway. Come on, guys, let's hurry up.
Ward, who bought it?
Oh, no one we know. They paid cash.
All cash?
All cash.
Come on, Beef. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Wally, I told all the guys at school we were going to move.
Well, so what? You can just untell them.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't mind untelling stuff to the guys, but I sure hate to untell stuff to that goofy Judy.
Yeah. Hey, maybe if you just don't say anything, guys will forget all about it.
Hey, Larry, how come Miss Landers made us clean erasers first thing in the morning?
I don't know. Maybe she's got a lot of erasers.
medicine to do today.
Yeah, but she never made us do it before school started before.
Beaver, don't ask a lot of questions. Come on.
Hey, Larry, you're acting funny. Are you trying to hide something?
I'm not acting funny. Come on, let's get in the classroom.
Goodbye, Beaver. Goodbye, Beaver. Goodbye, Beaver. We hate to see you go. Goodbye, Beaver. Goodbye, Beaver. Goodbye, Beaver. We're going to miss you so.
Oh, Mom!
Beaver? Well, hi there. Do you want something?
No. I just wanted to tell you I was home.
Oh. Did you leave your jacket somewhere again?
I guess so, Mom. I think I smell something burning.
Burning?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, hope it's not our roast. Beaver?
I'm upstairs, Mom.
There was nothing burning.
Oh, that's good, Mom.
Hey. What's all this?
Presents the guys gave me at school.
Well, what are you doing with presents? It's not your birthday or anything.
These are going away presents. And I kind of mean moving to the new house.
Yeah, but we're not going to move. Why would they give you going away presents?
Because I told them I was going away. And before I could tell them I wasn't going away, they gave me going away presents.
Boy, Beaver. You're goofy. You can't keep those presents when we're not going to move.
But if I give them back, they'll think I made up all that junk about moving.
So what?
Wally, what do you think would happen if I didn't give them back?
The guys will think you're a crook.
What'd you have to say that for?
Because you asked me.
Well, it was a bad answer. You can at least not say it.
Yeah? You're the one that shouldn't have said stuff, boy.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. How long before supper?
Oh, a little while.
Oh. When's Dad gonna be home?
He's home now. He's out in the garage.
Oh. I think I'll go say hello to him.
Beaver? You feel all right?
Oh, sure, Mom.
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Hi, Dad. What you doing?
I'm fixing the hinge on this teapot.
What's wrong with it?
Well, every time your mother gives a tea party, it falls off into somebody's cup.
That's pretty funny.
Your mother doesn't think so. It's a wedding present from your grandmother.
Did you and Mom get presents when you got married, Dad?
Oh, sure. We got a lot of fine presents.
Oh. Is that why people get married?
Well, not exactly, Beaver. Now, would you hold this lid for me?
Sure, Dad. Dad, well, if you told everybody you're going to get married, and they bought you presents, and then you and Mom had a fight, and you didn't get married, would you have to give the presents back?
I had to give them back, Beaver.
Well, couldn't you keep them till you looked around and found some other lady to marry?
No, that would have hardly been proper etiquette.
Etiquette? That's like manners, ain't it?
That's like manners, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
Why are you asking all this?
Well, in case I ever decide to get married, and I have a fight with my wife, I'll know what to do with the presents.
Oh, come on, hold this lid again, will you?
Sure, Dad.
Theodore.
Yes, Mom?
You left your books scattered all over your room. Now you go on up there and pick them up.
All right, Mom.
Hey, June, would you hold this lid for me while I fix the hinge?
Honey, I'm mashing potatoes.
Hello, Mr.
Yeah. Hello, Larry. Fred Beaver can't play right now. He's straightening up his room, and it's getting pretty close to supper time.
That's okay. I just came over to look at a swing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, it's right out and back there.
I know. I already looked at it.
Well, that's fine.
How did Beaver like the pen I gave him, Mr. Cleaver?
Well, Larry, if you gave him a pen, I'm sure he liked it very much.
Miss Lander said we should only spend 25 cents. But on account of Beaver being my best pal, I spent a whole dollar.
Uh-huh.
If it gets broken, you don't have to throw it away. You could just buy new insides for it.
That's fine, Larry. Now, look, I'm just a little busy. Maybe you'd excuse me, huh?
Sure. When are you going to move, Mr. Cleaver?
You're not moving.
Sure you are. Beaver told everybody at school you're moving. We all gave him presents and a party even.
Presents?
Sure, he brought them all home. Didn't he even show them to you?
No, he didn't.
How do you like that? Not moving. Well, I better go. Excuse me, Mr. Cleaver. What a mean trick.
June! Hey, June! Beaver, we're not up here to punish you. I just want to get this straight. Now, you told everybody at school you were going to move, and they gave you a going-away party, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't blame him for telling the kids he was going to move, Dad. Because you told him we were going to move.
But, Beaver, your father told you this morning that we weren't going to move. And still you went ahead and let the children give you a party.
Yes, now why would you do a thing like that, Beaver?
Well, because he would have felt dumb, Dad.
Wally, I'm talking to your brother. Well, Beaver?
Because I would have felt dumb, Dad.
Why?
Well, everybody was singing, having such a good time. Well, I didn't want to spoil it for him.
Yeah, you see, Dad?
Wally, would you have kept the gifts?
Well, no, but... Well, I'm not a goofy little kid anymore.
Well, Beaver, if it was a surprise party, I can understand that you didn't have a chance to tell them. But, son, you can't retain gifts you accepted under false pretenses.
Huh?
Well, it means you can't keep them, Beef.
I guess it's like with the presents. If you got mad at Mom and didn't marry her.
Well, look, Beaver, I'm sorry about the mix-up about moving. But, son, you know the difference between right and wrong. So I'm just going to leave this up to you. You can either return those presents tomorrow, or you can keep them. I don't think you'll be able to enjoy them.
What Dad means is that...
Beaver knows what I mean, Wally. Don't you, son?
Yes, sir. I'll give them back.
Would you like me to go down to school with you tomorrow, Beaver?
I'll give them back by myself.
Good. Well, now should we all have some supper?
Yeah. Gee, I'm hungry.
Dad? Could I keep the fountain pen? I already busted it.
I'm afraid not, Beaver.
Well, I'm afraid you're not Miss Landers, Judy. Who wrote that on the board?
Charles Fredericks did it, Miss Landers.
Erase it, Judy.
But Charles...
I said erase it. Now, children, I've just come from the principal's office. Yesterday, we gave a little party for Beaver Cleaver because we thought he was going away.
Miss Landers?
Yes, Judy.
Beaver knew all the time he wasn't...
Sit down, Judy. Now, then... Yesterday morning, Beaver found out that he wasn't going to move. So when you gave him all of your presents, well, he didn't quite know what to do. He took them home, but he didn't open them.
Miss Landers?
Yes?
I did open one.
Thank you, Beaver. Now, as I told you, I've just come from the principal's office. All of your presents are there. Beaver brought them back to school with him this morning. Now, anyone who wishes to reclaim his gift may do so. Well, class?
Move and I'll sock you one.
Well, that's fine. I'm sure we'd all rather have Beaver here than in some other school. All right. Now, shall we get out our geography books?
Hey, Beaver. Yeah? What you got in your lunch? Jam sandwiches. I'll trade you for my peanut butter. Okay. Hey, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
What is it?
Well, it's one of my presents. Walter Dean gave it to me.
Henry Dean, insurance broker. Well, I'd say Walter's father's in the insurance business.
Walter didn't buy it, huh?
Well, I guess not. But the thought's the same.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Dad. How come the kids were sad when I was going to move and sorry when I was going to stay?
Oh. Well, Beaver, I guess you just disturbed their thinking.
The kids were thinking?
You see, when they thought you were going away, they wanted to do something nice for you, so they gave you presents. Then, when you weren't going away, it seemed to them that all their nice thoughts had been for nothing. Well, in other words, they had gone to some trouble, and they didn't feel repaid for it. It's actually a form of selfishness. But most kids grow out of it.
Even Judy?
Yeah, even Judy.